Missouri's open records are effectively closed to the public, is the opening sentence of a recent article in the Missouri Watchdog. And the director of the Kansas Press Association says the same is true across the state line. But both states have open records laws, often called sunshine laws. So what's the problem? In February, Michael Bushnell of Kansas City micro newspaper The Northeast News started working on the story of a proposed citywide daytime truancy curfew, and as the matter unfolded, contacted the city attorney's office with a request under the Missouri Sunshine Law.
The law department responded and said, well, we're not the custodian of those records. You'll need to talk to the IT department because you want emails. Okay, are you sure? Yes, we're sure. So early in April, I sent an email under the Missouri Sunshine Law, and I said, I'm requesting these emails that have to do with the truancy ordinance that were sent by Councilman John Sharp. And I never heard anything back. And I sent a subsequent email, and I never heard anything back.
Bushnell's story is not an unusual one. Open records are not fully open anywhere in Missouri. Ken Bunting, executive director of the National Freedom of Information Coalition, quotes a recent nationwide study by the Center for Public Integrity.
The Center for Public Integrity's grade gave Missouri a C- for overall accountability and an F for access to public information.
A high-profile case during Governor Matt Blunt's administration involved email messages. Before a media consortium finally got them all, the governor's office had tried claiming they were unrecoverable or not covered by the Sunshine Law and attempting to charge $23,000 to release them. Doug Anstett of the Kansas Press Association says records in that state are also far from open. He mentions the Brownback administration's asking for $1,700 for emails regarding meetings at the governor's mansion.
The problem with that is that those records are public records, should have been turned over with much less cost, you know, $100 or something for the time to look at them.
If you are wrongfully denied access to a record, you can scream, you can beg, you can holler, and then at the end of the day, you can sue. There's nothing in between, and that's unfortunate.
Adds Freedom of Information advocate Ken Bunting. Bunting says he's flattered but not encouraged by the fact that the Missouri Attorney General's handbook lists him, not someone in government, as the resource people should call if they have questions about Missouri's Sunshine Law. He may have to refer such a person to the Missouri Press Association's general counsel, Gene Manicky, in Kansas City, who says taking it to court can be an expensive process.
$30,000, $50,000, $70,000, because as it goes over time, the cost gets higher and higher. The cost to file a Sunshine Law lawsuit is so cost prohibitive that unless you have a business behind you in some fashion, you simply can't afford to do it.
If you sue and win, you may get the information you sought, but you likely won't get the attorney's fees paid. And fines for violators, when levied, are a maximum of $1,000 in Missouri, $500 in Kansas, and fines at the maximum level are extremely rare. Also, you may not win, according to Manicky and Bunting, due to some other facts of life about the laws.
When you get past the flowery preamble, then comes the hundreds of exemptions. And then when you get past the hundreds of exemptions, you've got the crazy interpretations by the bureaucracy. And then you never know what the courts are going to do either.
What's needed? These experts all agree stiffer fines should be possible, maybe a category creating a criminal level of violation of the open records law. Only Florida has one. All agree with Attorney Gene Manicky, who praises states that have a public records council to advocate for citizens and news organizations.
They act as a mediator or an arbitrator. So it would give the public a less expensive mechanism to resolve those kinds of disputes, because right now private citizens almost can't afford to litigate.
But Manicky allows that the creation of a public records council or ombudsman is unlikely at a time when state governments are reducing services, not expanding them. From his office at MU Columbia, National Coalition Director Ken Bunting says the answer begins with attitudes.
I wish there was a mindset attitude with regard to public officials that recognize that the records and the instruments of government really don't belong to them. They really belong to the people they serve.
As for neighborhood newspaper publisher Michael Bushnell, he finally contacted the office of John Sharp, the city councilman who sent the emails, and was told that he can get them after they are reviewed to make sure they don't contain confidential information.
It's moot. It looks like I'll get what I need, but I don't need it anymore.
It appears that in this case, the truancy ordinance that passed in the meantime is satisfactory to most Northeast Kansas City residents. Michael Bushnell says that also is moot. Steve Bell, KCUR News.